Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz! No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Telephone.
Hello, this is Hugh Jazz.
Hi.
Who's this?
Bart Simpson.
What can I do for you, Bart?
Look, I'll level with you, mister. This is a crank call that sort of backfired, and I'd like to bail out right now.
All right. Better luck next time. What a nice young man.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Trombone player. My mommy was a ragtime cabaret. They met one day at a tango tea. There was a syncopated wedding, and then came me. Folks think the way I walk is a fad, but it's a birthday present from my mommy and dad. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby. There's something in the tone of a saxophone that makes me do a little wiggle on my own. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, full of jazz bow harmony. That walk the dog and bow the jack, the car dollar talk is just a copy of the way I naturally walk. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me. The cradle went to and fro, to and fro, to the tune of the tickle toe. Ever since I started in to grow, love to hear the music play and see my dear old mammy swaying. Razzmatazz, that's all I ever knew. All day long I never would get through. Jazzmatazz, that's all I wanted is to play me a little jazz. Those fellas go mad. Cannot compare with what I got from mommy and dad. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, little jazz
baby, that's me.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Closed captioning for tonight's episode was provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of black magic mushrooms and butt crack cocaine. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their drug-addled patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday night, 10 o'clock, Kimau, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Link Blinkley's awesome parade of douchebags. I wonder if your favorite will be in there. You never know. This Wednesday, 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, the Honorable Blockchester Von Swineklop, inventor of the app that does absolutely nothing. And look for it on a gym crack near you. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster broadcasts in the nude, in the buff, in the all together. And then Friday, it's Friday. Go out and have a beer or something. Well, it's a week's worth. Worthwhile time wasting. Hey. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. Just a few minutes.
The company number is 347-308-8251.
Working like clockwork. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. that crazy papa name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a beaver. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
It's not fried. It's shake and bake, and I'll help.
Pass him over to suck it.
Ooh, yeah.
And one
more. Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
There you go.
All righty. So, how goes it, Professor R.J. Gumby?
Oh, it goes, it goes. I was digging that worst jazz bit.
The worst, apparently the worst jazz song of all times. That's what they said. That's what they promised me. Where the hell is that? What do I got here? Okay. Oh, shoot. Can't see. Can't find it. Why you dirty? Let's go with this one. Anyhow, how was your weekend?
It was all right. No yes. Big deal. Same old, same old.
Yeah.
Watching some French movie now with a lot of titties.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Let's see here. Just a little housekeeping. Okay. So I get up. I wake up. I guess it was April 1st, April Fool's Day over there.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a big fan of April Fool's. I don't go out and
nah.
I don't make a point of pranks and whatnot. Not a big fan of pranks, to be honest.
Yeah. I never
I think
was
I'd be
either.
A prank guy, but... They're fun. When I was a little kid, I liked them because I liked to pull pranks on people. But then when people pull pranks on me, I didn't like it so much.
That's wrong.
So, you know, kind of went, you know, kind of rethought the whole prank thing. Anyhow, so I get up, and all my TV shows are all fucked up. They changed all the schedules and shit.
Oh, those pricks.
I know, man. And then, I get up. Georgia Gracie isn't on anymore when I wake up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do without Gracie Allen in the morning?
You said, tell you, man, go for the stream, not the schedule stuff.
Yeah, but it's
you
just like I'm laying in,
through.
I lay in bed, and I grab the remote, and I just flip it on, and they come on, and then they're on for an hour. And I say, okay. They just wash. I usually go back to sleep, and it just washes over me. Absorb it. So, that's pissed me off, you know, this and that. And then I go, and the whole, the decades, they totally redid the whole format. Changed the name of the channel. Bill Curtis, he's looking for work. That whole decades deal's done. Call
Bill Curtis is still alive?
Oh, yeah, he was doing the decades show every day.
Oh, was he?
This is
okay.
What happened, you know, on this date and through history.
I love that American Justice and City Confidential and all that shit he did.
That's another good nap-inducing voice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Here it is. Okay.
Oops. You ever see the Saturday Night Live skit of Bill Curtis?
I don't recall it.
Well, John Hammond did it. It was pretty good. I'll have to post it.
Yeah. Anyways,
yeah, I'll toss them on the cover, that one.
That's all fucked up because now there's no Dick Cavett. Cavett. And they got...
Oh, that's
streaming
on Tubi. See, Tubi probably has the rights to that now.
And they added, like, Full House?
Oh, jeez.
I'm laying in bed, I see Full House, and I'm like, what the fuck is this world coming to over here? full house in them. And then I flip over to my go-to, my grit.
Yeah.
Footers. Okay. Grit's gone. It's now Court TV. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Well, thank goodness cooler heads presided, and they just swapped the two. So Grit's still on there. Thank God.
Okay, good.
It's great. Because Bogey gets the channel it's on now, so he's got Grit. Yeah. He's a happy camper. But there's this one show that I really can't stand. You probably remember it. I don't know if you've seen it, but The Bachelor Father.
I've never seen it. Yeah, but is that what's his face? Forsythe.
John Forsythe.
John Forsythe. Yeah, there you go.
I
don't think I've ever seen it, but I heard it.
I hate the show. I hate it. They show two of them in a row for an hour, like they always do all these shows now. And they got it's John Forsythe, some girl's his niece, and he's a swinging bachelor, but he's tempered by his teenage pseudo-daughter. And the family also includes a shaggy dog and a hilarious Chinese houseboy. Played by Sammy Tong. Oh, you know, and it's all like pidgin English gags and shit. I mean, if they're not going to show Amos and Andy, they shouldn't be showing Baxter's Father. I'm serious,
that's right,
man.
That's right.
I think the Asians ought to step up and say, get this fucking piece of shit off of Commodore Decker's TV immediately, if not sooner. So, in order to help things along.
What was the Chinese guy's name? I'm trying to remember.
Well, Sammy Tong is the actor, I think.
Yeah.
And
didn't catch the character?
The houseboy is Charlie or something. I don't know. Whatever. It's demeaning to the Asians over there. So, in honor of that, blowing up Bachelor Father.
Okay.
It's Bachelor Father, starring John Forsythe.
Pull the string. Dance to that.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Cigarette. I don't believe I ever thought without a cocktail in his hand. No one swings his arm to the big band voodoo band. Yeah. Now he strolls through the city like a big old alley cat. With a pinstripe suit and a big bad voodoo hat. I don't believe I ever saw him without a kitten on his ass. And no one swings his arm to the big band voodoo band. Hey, Mr. Big Stripe Suit. Hey, Mr. Heidi, Heidi Ho. Well, I know you got the answers. We all wanna know. Mr.
Hey, Mr. Pinstripe Suit. Hey, Mr. Heidi, Heidi Ho. Well, I know you got the answer. We all wanna know.
Liking that.
Go with that music again. All right. I was watching this old, it was a record they put on a video on YouTube. You know,
okay.
And they added pictures in the background. Oh, yo, yo, like they do. It was an old Pittsburgh Pirate thing narrated by Bob Prince. And this was the music on it. And I remember listening to that as a kid. I was watching the video, getting a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Got nostalgic. Although this isn't exactly the version. The one in the thing was by Vinny Lashai, the Forbes Field organist man.
Vinny Lashai.
Okay. The famous man. They brought him over to Three Rivers. He was great, man. I miss that, having the organist at a ball game.
Yeah, I haven't really realized it was going. Yeah.
They play loud music, you know, pop music and whatnot, uh-huh. Michael Jackson or whatever the fuck is this and that. And there's just something about the guy playing a corny music on an organ.
It got everyone revved up.
Yeah. And Vinny Lashai was great. He'd play like joke songs for intros for the opposing players, yeah, and shit like that. Remember Eddie Murray in the 79 series, he played Mr. Ed. You know, just trying to get the guys, you know, just get the wazoo. Hope says they should bring it back. There you go, man.
Yeah, it should.
So, it's old school. I think people would dig it, man. Because they got the game speeded up now. Speaking of which, final score is Pittsburgh 7, Boston 6.
Yeah.
Buckos
that's the final?
Improved to 2-2. That's the final. 7-6.
Okay, all right. There you go. Take some White Sox ass.
Red Sox are like, I don't think they're very good this year, though. You know?
Yeah.
So, but that's cool. Someone's got to beat them. Why not us? All right, here we go. It's the Possum Lounge, ladies and gentlemen.
Possum Lounge. There we go.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
You said hi, Gumby, before.
Nah, that's sweet.
Thanks for coming. I did my... I'm still not up to 5,000 steps. I hate to admit it. I'm an old man. And I don't want to like, burn out and do a ton of steps and then, like, go, oh, geez, you know, like, the next day I don't want to walk. I'm at the point now where, like, today, I wasn't planning on taking steps, and I was like, I got to do it, you know? I got to get my steps in. I went out and did, I don't know, 45 minutes or something. Got called because of rain. Good stuff. Anyway, thanks for coming.
Today? You got hit with rain today?
It was just a little drizzle. I probably could have manned up and finished my walk. But good thing I did, because then Bogey ended up coming over and played through some Skittles.
Okay. It's scotch.
I had one small, real teeny scotch. That was a good one, too. And he took a couple of whacks at the Long Branch bourbon that I had.
I applaud you for doing just a couple.
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't think I've ever gotten, like, well, I mean, when I was a kid. But, I mean, you know, since we've been doing scotch and shit, I've never gotten shit-faced on scotch, I don't think.
Okay, great.
I mean, I've had a couple too many, but, you know, I only want one or two. It's too fucked up, man. Zeke's did 15,000 steps today.
Thank God.
Only did 5,000 yesterday. See, 5,000, man, if I get 5,000, I'm like Bruce Jenner, you know, coming through the front door. He's gotten the goal, ladies and gentlemen. You must jog, Apple Cheeks, because otherwise, if I did 15,000 fucking steps, I'd be like walking for hours and hours. But Daddy G is here.
Daddy G.
Got a show on Blog Talk Radio, 9 o'clock, Saturday nights, right here.
You tell.
Night with Daddy G. She walks fast. She says, well, I don't know, man. I think she jogs. I think she's pulling my lariat. He's out there dogging, man. Daddy G, 9 o'clock, Saturday nights. Check your local listings. Just because it's fun. She's got short little legs. That's one thing, I do got long legs. Maybe I should get a pass for the long legs.
Take baby
credit.
Steps, Commodore, baby steps.
Yeah. It's weird being like 6 feet tall-ish. I think a little shorter. But, you know, some days I feel like really tall. Some days I don't feel at all. I don't know what that is. Sometimes it seems like I'm way up there, you know? Alrighty. getting off on a tangent there. Well, speaking of Daddy G, there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yeah.
Dr. Cake.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Apple Cheek says 5,000 of my steps are like 10,000 of hers, so there you go.
There you go.
I like it. I feel better and better. I'll be Bruce Jenner tomorrow, man, coming through. Woo! That thing, the finish line thingy. All right. Dr. Cake's here. Wouldn't be a show without Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Cake.
Mm-hmm. Very sorry.
Deep. GT's wondering how he was an hour walking an hour. I do 5,000 steps is like an hour for me. So, I had to give you some clue as to where I'm at.
Okay.
That's about an hour.
And check out the neighborhood.
Actually, if I'm doing a decent pace, it's 50 minutes for 5,000. So.
Okay.
Not to get specific. Or Pacific, for that matter. It wouldn't be a shame without Dr. Cake. GT Trenton is here. He was first man in the lounge tonight.
All right, GTO.
He's the strongest man on the internet.
GT's
stronger
GT
than
Trent.
Dirt. He's stronger than dirt.
Oh, deep, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I used to call him the White Tornado. Wasn't politically correct. Thanks for coming, GT.
GT Trenton.
Sammy Tong was supposed to be here as a special guest. But he passed away like 40 years ago. So
yeah, couldn't make it.
Well, yeah. But Ope's here, our pal out of people's eyes, our old pal Ope.
Ope.
Yeah, man. Very cool. Oh, my. So Bogey comes over, so we get to, you know, spin a few records, right?
Uh-huh.
Something's up with my record collection. I got to go through Decker's record collection, man. Because I'm thinking, oh, I know, Best of the Temptations, right?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is it? What the heck? Where's my Best of the Temptations? It's not there. Where it should be. I don't know if it's misfiled. And then the other one was, right after that, I go, Ray Charles. All my Ray Charles, I got like 3-4 Ray Charles albums. Where the fuck are they?
Can't find any?
No.
Oh, jeez. Uh-oh.
Something's up. Something's wrong in Denmark, so.
Uh-huh.
Because I was just saying last week, you can't lose anything if you live alone well. Lost all my Ray Charles records, man. This is a crisis.
Except you're losing Brother Ray.
Yes, I'm going to have to go through to all the records. Just did that with a comic.
That gives you something to do.
That's true. I'm a lonely, lonely man with no life, so. Kind of productive, I guess.
So
and
what did you end up playing?
What's that? Oh, well, let's see. We did the new Jackie Gleason album. Did
okay.
Timmy Rogers.
Oh, okay, all right.
Steely Dan. Oh man, cool Taj Mahal. We're gonna be hearing a couple off of that one, man.
Oh yeah, Taj is great, man.
And then a jug band album that was pretty good.
Jug band music, yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I did not play The Temptations or Ray Charles, though. The fuck is that about? All right. And also, in his wind-up dirigible hovering above the lounge is the Honorable Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking himself, Professor R.J. Gump.
Good to be here.
And in absentia, the note from Epstein's mother. Ford Prefect. unfortunately, it was Jeffrey Epstein's mother. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, they call that the Possum Lounge. Wait a minute. They call it the Possum Lounge. Go ahead. With your super host. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Use it as an applause here.
I blew it.
Okay, with your super
host. Oh,
wait,
I got to do the plug. Okay, yeah, wait. Okay, now I'll do it.
With your super host, Commodore.
All right.
There we go.
As the Beaver.
12 years,
folks. Called timing, kids.
There's a joint in Chinatown that serves real crazy food. It's a cozy place that'll get you in a mellow mood. Though they have no menu and they speak in gibberish, you won't need a menu cause they only serve one dish. It's called Chung Goy Yum Tor Frikazia Soy Soo. Chung Goy Yum Tor Frikazia Soy Soo. I will testify that it beats a pizza pie. It's called Chung Goy Yum Tor Frikazia Soy Soo. Oh yeah! And on the window pane it says Proprietor Joe Kim. But he only runs a joint, it don't belong to him. It's owned by the chef, the guy who wears those big white hats. Step into the kitchen and meet my friend Irving Katz. He makes Chung Goy Yum Tor Frikazia Soy Soo. Chung Goy Yum Tor Frikazia Soy Soo. It's a crazy dish, better than good fillet of fish. It's called Chung Goy Yum Tor Frikazia Soy Soo. Oh yeah! So hurry on down to Chinatown and have yourself yourself a ball. You'll be greeted by a smiling waiter when you call. If you can't remember all the funny words to say, it will make no difference, cause you'll get it anyway. You'll get chunked or yumped or freaky to your soy soy soup. Chunked or yumped or freaky to your soy soy soup. I know a man named Skid sold his house and wife and kids for some chunked or yumped or freaky to your soy soy soup. Oh yeah! Sing sing bong long bong long hong long sing long 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 long. Hakway hakway hakway.
For sure, man. You know that guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Where's he at, man?
You fucker!
No, that's not it. That's not the
guy. Enough.
That's the oh yeah. Where's the oh yeah? I thought the oh yeah was right there. What the fuck, man?
I had enough of this song anyway.
What a crappy show.
Oh yeah!
Oh, yeah. He knows
there
now, huh? Yeah.
It's just a delay.
Yeah, Ope is like, we gotta... Should I feel guilty for liking this? Because I like this song.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but, you know. So we apologize. That's kind of balanced everything out, you know. Apologize to the Asians for the thing, but it's a black guy doing it, so I think it's cool.
That works.
Does that make a difference?
Why not?
I didn't check my hand.
The Three Stooges doing their dirty little bit during the blow up.
Oh. Yeah. As a more innocent time.
I was just watching Don Rickles, so we're doing all right.
Did you ever see any of those videos? They got like young black people reacting to shit.
Oh,
like,
no. Some songs and everything, yeah.
Yes, it's a young black couple watching Don Rickles. They were howling. It was
funny.
Nice
shit.
Yeah, well, they thought it was hilarious, man. Which I thought was cool, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and saw the play yesterday. Something Rotten.
Right. Yeah.
Number One Son was the star. He was the fucking star.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he's the main character in the damn thing. He's up there singing the whole thing and singing the songs there and dancing around and being a guy and everything.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Great show. Well done production.
Funny play?
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
They're trying to put on the first musical, and the first one they come up with is about the Black Plague. You know, take something current. The plague. That was a good bit.
I like that. Black humor.
It was all full of dirty jokes and naughty words and all kind of good stuff.
Oh, okay. Something I like.
Yeah. That's pretty contemporarily written.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay.
I guess that made sense. But anyway, that was really fun. I think that's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
Oh! Tomorrow's the big day for Bobo.
Oh, what's that?
He got indicted.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who will change his dighties if he goes to jail, man? Yikes. And I've gotten conflicting reports. They said they're not going to handcuff him, which I can see them not doing that. He is an ex-president.
Yeah.
But I heard reports that they will have a mugshot, and I've heard that they won't have a mugshot.
We need a mugshot. If we don't have the PP tape, we need a mugshot.
You want a mugshot? I want a mugshot. Yeah. Even Bobo wants a mugshot.
Uh-huh.
You know? He wants to put that fucker on T-shirts, man.
Oh, yeah.
Sell a jillion of them, man. Here's my question. If he does go to jail, which he's not, but if he did, would the Secret Service guys have to go to jail, too?
Oh, that's a good point. There you go, hey. Uh-huh.
Do they hang outside the cell, or do they hang inside the cell with dude?
Uh-huh. We got to guard his ass.
That's it, man. I'm just, you know, these are things I think about.
Uh-huh. Interesting question.
Yeah, man. But he's not going to jail.
No.
Nah, he's not going to jail. But, hopefully they give him a house arrest down in his bungalow there. Just leave us alone. And tell him to shut the fuck up.
Yes,
sentence him to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Show his lips up.
Yeah. Now you're getting kinky.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I don't know if this is 3 minutes you'll never get back or what. But if you see the video,
yeah.
When I watched the video, I went, man, this is 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Okay, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I'm hoping the music's as weird as it was with the video. It's called Weird Soviet Jazz. You know, it's not easy to find jazz songs that are like under 4 minutes, man.
No, a lot of them are way too long. Miles is really long.
Oh, jeez, these guys, they go nuts, man. I mean, you get one 5 minutes, you're like, wow, that was a short one.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You find those little catchy. You gotta. Onus is on you for this month, man. You gotta start sending some shit.
Sorry,
we
yeah.
need more jazz.
I know.
We need more jazz,
lad. Drop the ball this week. Drop the ball.
3 minutes? No, you didn't. We got a couple good ones. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. This is. I don't know. Let's see. Thank you.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Now I'm super pumped.
Oh, yeah.
I was taking that Soviet jazz.
Yeah, that was too good. I apologize. We'll try next week to make your ears bleed. It's a cool video, though. I'll put the video up on it.
Did Yoko ever do a jazz album? There you go.
Man, you know, if we do like Yoko, if we play Yoko, man, we might bring on the apocalypse.
I don't,
there's powers in the universe that you just don't want to fuck with sometimes.
Exactly.
And Yoko Ono is certainly.
You're looking out for us.
Who wants the end of the world right now? Maybe in a little bit, but not right now.
Exactly.
All right.
I hear you.
Oh, today is International Whiskey Day. Oh, I should have remembered that when Bogey was having his Long Branch there.
Okay.
It is International Whiskey Day.
All right.
Opportunity for connoisseurs to reflect on times the spirit has graced the odd news headlines. Okay, then they do so. The world record for the longest bar in the Beer Barrel Saloon. Did that a couple weeks ago.
Yep, that's right.
This is one. I don't know if we did this. A whiskey maker in New Hampshire made bourbon out of crabs.
Whoa.
An invasive crab species in the area. Put to good use by boiling them down into bourbon somehow. Crabs used in the distilling process. Weird, man.
Yeah.
Bourbon base steeped with a custom crab, corn, and spice blend mixture. Eesh.
All right.
Yeah, I know. Oak says yuck. I don't know about that.
I'd have a kick to it.
Yeah. Weird, man. And then the world's largest bottle of scotch. We did that. 5'11" bottle of scotch. Lottie.
Oh.
Oh, here's a cool one. Contractors find message whiskey bottle under floor of Scottish kitchen. Owner buried a bottle of Glenkenchy and said Jack and Mary lived here, three kids and a dog. Kitchen done up during April and May 2001. All the best. Have a drink on us. Oh,
that's so damn
cool.
Uh-huh.
That is so damn cool. All right. Well, happy Whiskey Day, everybody.
Message in a bottle.
Message with a bottle, even better. All right. Here's one from the Odd Police Blotter. Weird crimes. Police and firefighters in England teamed up for an unusual rescue. Person on the street approached officers and asked for help escaping from a set of handcuffs. It's unclear how the person came to be bound in the cuffs, but the department tweeted the cause was not a police issue. So you can just use your imagination to finish that story off.
Well, it could have been like, what's his face? John Wayne Gacy used to put handcuffs on his little boys.
Ooh, the old handcuff trick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's the trick? You can't get out of the handcuffs.
Don't fall for that, kid.
Don't ever fall for the handcuff trick. Especially at Boy Scout camp. Not that I speak from experience. Alright. This is not an April Fool's joke. A Maine jogger was attacked by an angry cow.
An angry cow.
Angry fucking cow.
How do you piss a cow off?
I don't know. They don't say what she did to the cow to piss it off. But she was charged by the cow that lifted it up off the, lifted this gal off the ground with its horns and, you know, cut her up and shit.
Wow.
The bovine's owner was contacted and secured the animal, along with a pig that had also escaped. What is it, these escaped animals, man?
Yeah, right. Shit.
Something in the water, I guess. Let's see, an emu.
Yeah.
Was on the loose for 4 days in New Zealand.
That's right.
It's an escaped emu. It was at large for 4 days, returned home, so they didn't, you know, they didn't go into the story behind that, but luckily the bird wandered into the paddock unharmed. All right. The Netherlands? The Netherlands in their zoo. An escaped eagle. They recaptured that. Got him back. Sorry to hear that.
Captured an eagle. Yeah.
Yeah. He should have kept flying, man.
Yeah. What the hell?
Escaped horses. Where's this? Pennsylvania. Guys chasing. Holmville Burrow. Had to chase down some horses. Animals don't want to be penned up, man, apparently.
Yeah, they're fighting back finally. Hey, what the fuck is this all about?
Well, it could be worse, though. You could be just a fish. Would you rather be a fish? There's this guy. He's holding a 67-pound carp.
Yeah.
This was bagged in Oklahoma. This is one of those Japanese invasive species, I think. You know, those Japanese carp?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a big mother. Holy shit. That's a lot of carp. 67 pounds.
That
big
is
head
big.
Carp. Well, I don't know. That's not the Japanese carp. Big head carp. But, but it's an invasive species. So, good for them.
Yeah.
Fish fry tonight. Fish and chips. Well, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go.
We scour the globe to bring you only the finest in world record news. An Australian creates the world's widest wig. Hey, you get me? It's a wig you wear on your head, made of hair. Yeah. It is 8 feet 6 inches wide.
Is this to put on several people at once?
No, it's just for one person.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Pretty stupid looking. It's got two big pink bows in it. And nobody'd ever wear this thing, but it's a world record.
Weird thing for Australia to be doing, I would think.
I hope it's not all real hair, man. Based the color and texture of the wig on her own hair, I guess. That's a weird thing, this pronoun thing. I mean, I'm not hip to this, right?
Yeah.
And my son was saying this one guy he knows, his pronoun is they.
He thinks of himself as several people?
I guess. You don't refer to him as he, you refer to him as they.
Huh.
I don't get that, man.
Uh-uh.
What the fuck, man? Is that what happened with that pterodactyl show? Remember? She got all bent out of shape because we called her she.
Maybe that might be it. Should have been calling her they.
So they. Yeah. I didn't. Who knew, man? I'm not on the edge of this stuff. I don't get it.
No.
I don't go
along with this part either. They got me for a lot of stuff, but I'm not into this one.
Whatever.
You go
by
biology, baby.
Right. Whatever floats your boat, but get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah,
you know?
You can't be forcing us to be doing this shit.
It's like Yoko Ono said, there may not be much difference between Charles Manson and the Pope if we press their smiles. Right? think about it.
There you go. There you
all
go.
All right. Or may not be much difference between Marilyn Monroe and Lenny Bruce if we check their coffins. Oh! Heavy, man.
Yep.
We'll have to do that one for Yoko Week. Is she yeah, she's jazz, right? Did we determine that?
Maybe her screaming could be a little beboppy.
Somebody
okay.
might bebop us, man, if we start doing that. All right. Anyway. A 4-year-old boy becomes the youngest person in the world to publish a book.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Something I've been dreaming about doing for years. Near I am 63, this 4-year-old prick.
My sound is flipping in and out.
Oh.
Quit doing that. Right. Anyway, United Arab Emirates boy is now the youngest person to publish a book at the age of 4 years, 218 days. That's ridiculous. Sold 1,000 copies. It's called The Elephant, Saeed, and the Bear.
Okay.
Well, good for him.
Sounds intriguing. Yeah.
Nice looking young man. Encouraging literacy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Ooh, this is a good one. I like these. 89-year-old Japanese man named world's oldest surfer. 89 Ooh. Years old on a surfboard.
Jesus.
Get the
Christ.
Fuck out.
Oh,
you
man.
Know? Jeez.
Wow.
I couldn't do that when I was at my physical prime.
Wouldn't even want to.
Break my neck.
89.
89 years old. That's pretty fucking cool, man. He said he was inspired to take up surfing shortly after he climbed Mount Fuji at age 80. What's up with this guy?
So he took it up after he was 80?
After 80, he started surfing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Relax, buddy.
Oh, wow. Crazy, man.
You should be home drinking this scotch.
Some people peak later in life, man, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right. Well, a Texas woman hula hoops while skating backwards for a Guinness record. She's roller skating. Hula hooping. Ooh, Veronica Harris, 54. She's 54.
Looking good, huh?
She looks very good, man. Nice chassis over the... We're going to need some music, man. All right. This'll do. Combined her roller skating and hula hoop skills to break a world record. She did that for 33 minutes and 1 second.
Wow.
All right.
33 minutes. Jeez. Okay.
Something to aspire to, I suppose.
Never could roller skate.
Yeah, me neither.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't ice skate either.
I never even tried ice skating.
I did both. I did more ice skating than roller skating, but I sucked at both equally. Well, might have been a little better at the rollers than the ice, but ice, man, people are not meant to be on blades on sheets of ice. That's all, you know, come on. The hell, common sense. All right, a boy, this is the feel-good of century one. Boy sleeps in a tent for 3 years. It's a fundraiser. He's raising $860,000 for a hospice thing.
Holy
and
shit.
In the process, broke a world record. He's only 10 years old. His Boy in the Tent project in his family's backyard in Devon, England. He spent the last, 3 years during the winter and everything? Man.
Jesus Christ.
And dedication.
All right. You got to give it to that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. They got
a
little plaque for him and everything. It definitely gets an award. God bless you, boy.
Yeah.
Proud of that boy.
Whatever it takes.
All right. Moving right along. Oh, I looked up how to say this. Shit. I'm going to have to flumadiddle it. I don't want to do the ennui again, you know what I mean? With the not getting the thing down there. All right. Charcuterie. And basically, it's a plate of cold cuts and whatnot.
Okay. A plate of cold cuts.
So the longest plate of cold cuts in the world was 204.7 feet long, put together by the California High School. Adolfo Camarillo High School.
Okay.
500 pounds of cured meats, cheeses, nuts, dried fruits, olives, and other foods. All right, man. And then they distributed, they donated it out to people that were needy and hungry. Charcuterie.
Okay. That's a lot of hoagies.
That's a lot of hoagies, man.
Uh-huh.
All right. Should we get the lady to say it?
Yeah. How is it?
Charcuterie. Oh, that's different. I said it wrong. What she says?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Okay.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
There's actually a word for that, huh?
That's a dumb word, man. I don't like it. Don't like it. I don't like it at all. No. We're not going to say charcuterie anymore.
It's banned from possum hour.
Yeah, no more of that. Okay. And finally, oh, forgot to turn the speaker off there. This is great. Two Harlem Globetrotters break ping pong ball bouncing record. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It broke a world record for the fastest time to bounce a ping pong ball into five cups. I didn't watch the video ahead of time. I should have watched the video. They bounced ping pong balls into five cups in only 2.18 seconds, breaking the record of 2.87 seconds, set by who? David Rush.
David
Rush. Hollywood Hannon, 2021.
Uh-oh. They got to come back.
Globetrotters, man. They threw the gauntlet down.
Uh-huh.
David Rush, are you listening, sir?
Should,
I call that a challenge.
You consider that an honor. It's the Globetrotters that beat their record.
Fuck Globetrotters, man.
Uh-huh.
Competition's getting serious here in the world of Guinness Records, uh-huh, man. We're not doing this just for shits and giggles. Hey, you know, a couple of shits and giggles would be okay, though.
Uh-huh. It's important stuff.
Yeah. And David Rush took the week off. Well, he picked the wrong week to take the week
yes,
off.
Yes, he did.
Globetrotters.
He's paying for it.
Coming at you.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Indeed, intercourse.
There you go. Good stuff.
You can't get more jazz, classic jazz. You posted that on the April 1st, I think.
Yeah, yep.
You can't get more jazz than Bird and the Biz, man. That's it. That's the galactic central point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They put the B in the bebop, bub.
George Bebopper.
You got that right. Real George. Real George. And Melancholy Baby. What a classic tune, man.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we were kids, that was like a gag and all the things, and we had no idea what the fuck it meant? But they'd always, like, have a drunk guy in there going, play Melancholy Baby!
Yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know, but yeah, you're right.
It was a well-regarded gag, you know? Play Melancholy. What the hell? We didn't know what it meant, though. Let's see. Oh, hey, I saw this on Facebook before the show. It said, Bobo's been stiffing people all his life, and now he's indicted for actually paying someone. Pretty good.
I like that.
I'm like, don't get your hopes up.
No. Yeah, I can't see them doing it. I think it would be a damn good thing, though. Let all the countries know.
Yeah. Oh, they're going back saying now, they're saying, you know, well, even though letting Nixon off kind of healed the country or whatever you want to say, that it didn't spell out that, no, you're not above the law, motherfucker, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're president.
Exactly.
So, who knows?
What the future holds. I gotta hang in there to find out what goes on.
I would hate to be pulling that Secret Service duty, man. You know? We've got pants full one over here. What are they calling?
You're right on that, though, man. Ex-president should have that security.
They have to.
Yeah.
We've been joined by Bringing It Boy.
All right, boy.
Good thing, because we were coming apart. Yeah, man. Secret Service, they're standing in line, you know, in the lunch line in the commissary in a prison, you know.
That makes for a good skit. Send that into Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, there you go. They're at the press machine, you know, pressing the thing in the laundry room. And
yeah. Just standing there with their sunglasses on, black suits, arms crossed.
There's a sketch in there somewhere. All right. Well, we could yodel, I suppose.
Yeah.
I actually did find a jazz yodel. We were talking about that in the...
No shit.
Jazz yodel. There's not a ton of yodeling in it, but...
Okay.
There is yodeling, and it is jazz. A foreign deal. Who is this? Orquestra. Grand Casino.
Okay.
Grand Casino Orchestra.
I'm intrigued.
Really weird. I didn't think I'd find a jazz yodel, so start hunting them up, man. We gotta find one. I know Cake says only Decker could find a jazz yodel. Thank you, but and I just gotta say I have been fortunate and lucky over the last 3 decades that we've been doing this podcast.
Yes.
To find great yodels on a consistent basis. And I'm not patting myself on the back because I can reach, but saying I didn't think we'd get this much mileage out of the yodel gag, man.
No, oh shit.
It'd be a couple weeks, you know, run out of yodels. No, it doesn't work that way.
There's people out there. There's a demand for it.
There's demand for yodeling, man.
Uh-huh.
It takes 3 decades. I'm older than I thought.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! It's the Grand Casino Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen.
Bailar el boogie boogie sin cesar. Me gusta cuando el ritmo se interrumpe y se vuelve a reanudar. Y además, si quieres tú de Yankee presumir, no tienes más remedio que aprenderlo y de moda estará. El boogie boogie te hipnotizó, y para ti no existe otra cosa en tu loca afición.
I have 3 more jazz yodels in front of me, though. Don't get your hopes up, kids.
That's going to be tough.
We got a whole month. Oh, geez. If there had been 31 days, we'd have had 4 more jazz yodels to look for. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's right.
We lucked out. It's April. All right. I'm glad everybody liked it.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. Was there enough jazz tonight? You think there's enough jazz?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of jazz.
The Big Voodoo Daddies, that count? That count
no,
jazz?
Definitely.
All right. Jazzed it up,
uplifting.
Then.
Yeah.
You jazzed it up.
Good stuff.
We'll bring some more jazz next week.
Yep.
And I guarantee you I won't be as drunk as I am tonight.
you can't guarantee that.
I'm pretty sure, man. Unless Bogey comes over again. Man, you have that whack of scotch around 2 in the afternoon, and the rest of the day kind of goes in a certain direction. You know what I'm saying? well. The cooler heads prevailed.
There you go.
Let's see. I'm out of material. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my, over
okay,
here.
How about this one? If Bobo gets raped in the shower, do the Secret Service guys get raped, too? Maybe not. Maybe
see,
not. Maybe
stop that.
Maybe that's not as deep. it wasn't very good. Nah, he ain't going to jail.
Bobo in prison. Like that.
It should be interesting tomorrow.
Though.
That's going to be the big must-see TV tomorrow. Oh, man. MSNBC, they'll be freaking out, man. That's all they do. That's all they do is talk about Bobo, man. It's the Bobo Network.
No shit.
If he went away, they'd have nothing to fucking talk about. Gee whiz.
I've been watching these interviews with Bobo's people. You know, asking them questions. And oh, it's funny as shit, man. It's on Instagram.
Oh, you mean
Facebook
the
has those too. Those little videos that they show on
the voters?
People
yeah. vote for him? Yeah.
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 The people in the rallies and everything don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. They're nuts, man.
Uh-huh. Thinking that JFK is still alive? JFK
yeah.
Jr.
JFK
still
Jr.
alive?
Yep.
Jesus
still
Christ.
Alive. Still alive. They were saying he was going to come back and run with Bobo as his running
uh-huh.
mate.
Yeah. And that Hillary's dead. There's a body double. One guy was saying
the body double
yeah,
thing.
I didn't notice you shoot her.
I think Dr. Fauci had several body doubles. That poor guy. All he did was devote himself to being a good civil servant for like the last 40 years, and you know, Bobo gets his nose out of whack because the guy rolls his eyes when he says inject yourself with Clorox, you know? He never did nothing to deserve the shit he's getting.
No. The guy was trying to help.
Fuck,
he's
man.
Doing his job.
Insane. Insanity. But Bobo didn't like us. Bobo points the finger. Says, smite him.
Well.
Smite his hand. He made me feel dumb. Just say no to Bobo.
Just
take. I like it. I like it a lot. Well, I guess we could pack up and. Do I have anything to play? I don't know if I have anything to play out to, but. We'll see. There you go. So, I hope everybody has a good week. I got an Easter egg roll Saturday.
Oh, I try Easter.
Gonna kill a rabbit in the slideshow today.
I gotta check that out.
I've got a, lose my track, because I'm trying to look for something to play on the way out. That's not jazz.
That.
We could play that. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You never knew. Thank you, Apple Cheeks. I plan on having a good week. Do 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 do.
What are
Olsen Canadian?
I didn't have my kratom today.
I should probably have a good week because I made a crock pot. Me and Bogey ate some sausage and sauerkraut and potatoes.
Oh, okay.
And you know what that does to you? That's a hell of a good way to start the week off, baby. You know what I'm saying?
How come you didn't cook up the shrimp scampi?
Maybe later in the week. I don't know.
Get that out of there.
Boom, boom. Molson Canadian. Okay, I got a blues. I got a blues thing. I got a thing that's kind of weird. I'm not sure what that is. And I got
what's the Taj? You got the Taj Mahal thing?
No, he's not on there. I got NRBQ. Oh, okay. NRBQ?
Oh, I like them. I like those guys. Most underrated band.
NRBQ it is, man.
Okay.
All right. Take care, everybody. Out. Drive carefully. And yes. We'll see you next week, man.
Thank you, Possums.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, guys!
missed it by that much.
All right. Nice tune, man. I like those guys.
Yeah. I'd been hanging around for a while. I don't know what I intended to do with it originally, but there you have it.
There you go.
Kind of jazzy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The jazz.
Yeah.
I mean, jazz could be anything, right?
It could be.
I definitely know that Bird and Diz song. That's jazz. That's your jazz, dude. That's your textbook jazz. You jazz.
Did we ever play Dizzy's Swing Low Sweet Cadillac?
I don't think so.
There. Okay, there you
so.
Go. I'm trying to think of some humorous ones.
Yeah. And some short ones, man. That's tough. That's the challenge, man.
Yep.
Like that worst jazz song in the world was only like 2 minutes. I'm like, holy cow. Otherwise, that'd have been the 3 minutes. But do what you got to do. I put the show together last week. I knew I had the drive to Cleveland yesterday, and the bogey was coming over today, so I better get the show together before I
Cleveland was the play, right?
Yeah. Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Okay.
Suburb of Cleveland. He's a good boy. He's got a good wife. A good thing going on there.
Hey, good friend.
Happy man.
Wasn't that him that opened the show with Jazz Baby? I thought that was him.
Yeah. Yeah, that was George.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Talented boy. Absolutely. All right, man. Well, do it again one more time next week there.
Sounds good.
I reckon. All right. I got a good one here. Yeah, good one here, man. Toasting, swimming, looking cool.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.